Hi guys, welcome back to 5 Minutes with Gabe. On today's extra special episode, we're talking about Love On by the queen herself, Selena Gomez. Yes. Actually, today is the day that I'm recording this is the day that she's just releasing it. So I already listened to it on repeat for at least, like, I want to say 15 or 20 times. And then I'm like, why not record an episode for 5 Minutes with Gabe about it? I'm like, yes. She starts the song, a love song. It's 222, by the way, today, February 22nd. She starts with something in French. So it's like, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna try to speak some French, even though I have no idea what I'm doing. Qu'est-ce que tu nommes l'amour tendre? I don't know if I said anything correctly. I don't think I did, but that's okay. Let's move on. Chorus. Wait till I turn my love on. I'm no cheap thrill. I'm a roller coaster ride, baby. Jump on. Come on. Cause baby, if you can tell, you're what I wanna love on. Oh. First one. This doesn't have to be some sort of mathematical equation. I love how she pronunciates. This verse, all the verses, everything about the song is so iconic. Like, I think a Grammy is coming, by the way. I'm not gonna lie, I am hyping this the F up because it's so good. This doesn't have to be some sort of mathematical equation. Slip off your jeans, slide in the sheets, screaming yes in quotations. Clocking, baby, get to work, night shift. But with all the perks, time stamping when you fell in love, time can mess with us. I love that she's talking a lot about, like, time-related, like, words and, like, playing with it. I love that. I'll leave it like that. I love that a lot. Ooh, if you think about falling, got you covered like garments. Ooh, I deserve an applause for keeping you up late till you can see straight. Just wait. Ooh. It's like, ooh, but it's okay. Wait till I turn my love on. Wait till I turn my love on. I'm no cheap thrill. I'm a roller coaster ride, baby. Jump on. Come on. Cause baby, if you can tell, you're what I wanna love on. Wait till I turn my love on. I know it's a lot of wait till, but it's so cute and good the way she sings it. You get your thrill, just promise you'll be patient with the outcome. Oh, come on, cause baby, if you can tell, you're what I wanna love on. Verse 2. Why are we conversing over this steak tartare when we could be somewhere other than here, making out in the back of a car or in the back of a bar? I love this part so much. Or we could make a memoir. Yeah, on the back wall of the last stall in the bathroom at the bazaar. Oh, iconic. Ooh, if you think about falling, got you covered like garments. Would deserve an applause for keeping you up late so you can sit straight. Just wait. Ooh, and then she goes back to the chorus, which is the same as the last one. And I am not gonna lie, the music video also deserves a Grammy because it's so good. And I think my favorite look from the music video is the rainbow dress, because she looks so comfortable in it. And it's like, I also love the towel in the head, you know, like the robe on. I love everything about it, like the ballet scenes. Oh, it's perfection. It is perfection. It is so good. And I'm happy she's back. I'm happy she's releasing new music and possibly her new album soon. I was making the math, and if we go, you know, all the way back to her first album with The Scene, like Selena Gomez and The Scene, the next album will be the 7th. album of Selena Gomez, and 7 is always a good number, even though she doesn't count 4 of her first albums. She's counting only Revival and Rare, so it's hashtag SG3. It's 3, but also it's 7. It could also be 8 if we count Revelacion, which is her Spanish EP, and it's so good too. Anyways, I just love Selena Gomez so much, and I love you. Thank you for stopping by. I'll see you again next week. Bye. Stay bright.